The Holy Gospel according to Luke. But woe to you Pharisees, you tithe mint and rue and herbs of all kinds and neglect justice and the love of God. It is these you ought to have practiced without neglecting the others. Woe to you Pharisees, for you love to have the seat of honor in the synagogues and to be greeted with respect in the marketplaces. Woe to you! For you are like the unmarked graves, and people walk over them without realizing it. One of the lawyers answered him, Teacher, when you say these things, you insult us too. And Jesus said, Woe also to you, lawyers, for you load people with burdens hard to bear, and you yourselves do not lift a finger to ease them. The Gospel of the Lord. In today's gospel, Jesus reprimands some Pharisees. It's important to remember he's talking to some. It's not all of the Pharisees. We can't cast them all as evil. But he's reprimanding some of them for tithing and neglecting more important points in the law. In the Gospel of Mark, chapter 7, Mark goes into detail and says that they are declaring these things korban, meaning tithe or committed to God, rather than taking care of their own parents. So honoring the parents is a deeper part of the law. It's social justice. It's love of God and loving one's parents. It's part of the Ten Commandments. It's hugely important. And Jesus says that the weightier parts of the law, the loving God, loving your neighbor, those great, the great commandments, those need to be done and also do these extra things as well. It's like going to Mass or eating fish on Fridays during Lent and not making a true change in your life, or going to Mass and then you're out in the parking lot and you're arguing about who's going to be the first person. Well, what happened to the peace? Being bread for the world, becoming what we receive. You know, the lawyers in the gospel, they speak up, and yet they're taking the task for, you know, making it impossible, reading the minutiae into the law and building what is often called a fence around the Torah. So to not violate the law, well, then you shouldn't also do this, this, and this. And it becomes so heavy. There's so many things not to do that it's impossible to be a person who keeps the law. It's like, if there were poor people, how could they tithe mint or herbs if they would actually need those for sustenance to survive? People here in the United States often speak of, some people do, of the immigrants coming here legally. That if there's going to be health care for immigrants, it should be for only the legal immigrants. But then, our country, we build walls and make it impossible in the immigration system, make it really hugely difficult for people, particularly from Mexico, to enter into our country legally. In that respect, when we support those kind of measures, building walls to keep people out, making it so difficult that it's legal, we are like those lawyers in the gospel. We are building fences and burdens and making it too heavy for people to do things as we would like them to be done. You know, sometimes I've heard people worry about how people dress at Mass, or horrors if they're horrified if people eat chicken on Friday. But do we know the backstories of these people that we can be so easy to judge? Do they have money for clothes? Can they even afford fish? You know, sometimes it's what's needed is kindness, a listening ear. Loving others can really help lift an emotional burden that other people may be carrying. Sometimes what's called for us to take part in food drives, in clothing drives, take taking concrete action. Because Paul writes in his letter to the Romans that we don't have the right to judge other people. Essentially, our gospel today can be distilled down to one single point. Are we hollow shells of religious piety and actions? Or are our religious actions lived out with love of God and love of neighbor? And so then let us not just merely talk the talk. It's time for us all to also walk the walk in addition to talking the talk.